This podcast is brought to you by St. Joseph's Episcopal Church in Boynton Beach, Florida, in the United States of America. You can find us at stjoesweb.org. Come visit us when you are in town.
Good morning. I was in Jacksonville not too long ago, and I stayed at the home of two of my dearest friends. Both have faced medical issues so severe that they have had to retire early. One was a world-renowned eye surgeon, and the other a high-level corporate executive. And so naturally, we were talking about what it's like to live into a new reality, which is nothing remotely close to what you had dreamed or imagined for your life. And inevitably, the conversation lent itself to the question of faith. My friends wanted to know, what is faith? When I think about faith, I think about Abraham and Sarah. God said, leave your country, leave your people and your father's household, and go to the land that I will show you. They were asked to leave everything to follow God. It was a one-way ticket, no keeping in touch, no plane rides back to visit, no FaceTime, and never to return. And besides all this, they were old and childless. In fact, they were seriously considering leaving their property to a trusted servant in their will. Abraham was indeed feeling nervous and vulnerable and wondering if he was still on God's radar screen. And then God took him outside and, looking up, promised his offspring would be as numerous as all the stars in the heavens. Can you imagine the amount of faith that it must have taken for Abraham to believe that, to have faith in that promise? How in the world could he have ever imagined that you and I would be part of his offspring? Today in Romans, we read, all who are led by the Spirit of God are children of God, for you did not receive a spirit of slavery to fall back into fear, but you have received a spirit of adoption. When we cry, Abba, Father, it is that very Spirit bearing witness with our spirit that we are children of God, and if children, then heirs, heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. And yet again, in the gospel reading, we see that like their father Abraham over 2,000 years before them, the disciples too are feeling nervous and vulnerable and wondering if they are still on God's radar screen. Jesus responds, the advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you everything and remind you of all that I have said to you. Today, you and I celebrate the fulfillment of that promise on this festival day of Pentecost, the day the Holy Spirit descends upon the disciples after Jesus' ascension. Today, like our brothers and sisters over 2,000 years before us, we too can feel nervous and vulnerable at times. In our weakness, when we seem to have lost all of our bearings, we too may wonder if we're still on God's radar screen. Ultimately, faith means absolute trust in God's promise, even if there is no evidence to verify that trust. Faced with difficult predicaments, the energy of faith results not in despair, but in hope. Like Sarah and Abraham, like the apostles and disciples before us, through faith with ears to hear it, we may acquire a new way of perceiving the world. And through faith with eyes to see it, we may find another path on which to travel.